Welcome to episode 8, the final episode of our season. Today we're tackling a subject that resonates deeply with so many families: welcoming new members into the home. Whether it's a baby, a new child, or a grandparent moving in, these transitions bring excitement, but also challenges, especially when you have dogs. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be an either-or situation. Preparation and adaptability are your best friends for ensuring a smooth integration. Now, let's be real. Simply believing that everything will work out on its own is a gamble. This episode is about stacking the odds in your favor. We're going to present to you a practical 7-step lesson to help you prepare for your family's newest addition. Now, if you're new to this channel, welcome. I am Sparky, a canine psychologist, and along with incredible support from our patrons and subscribers, we're on a mission to keep dogs in homes and this information available to you. One thing I want to make clear: if your dog growls at a baby or seems uneasy, it's not a signal to make a snap decision about rehoming. Dogs, much like young children, are navigating a world that has suddenly shifted, with parents who might seem less available. With the right care, planning, and preparation, you can ensure your entire family, 2- and 4-legged, thrives in harmony. To deliver this lesson with clarity and precision, I've enlisted the help of a digital avatar, Fran. Fran will guide you through each step methodically, making sure nothing is missed. This topic is close to my heart because I've heard from so many dog parents with reactive dogs who feel anxious about bringing a new family member into the mix. Let me reassure you, it's not only possible, but it can be a joyful experience with the right approach. So let's dive in. You can have it all: a loving, balanced home where every family member, canine and human, feels safe, connected, and cherished. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Fran. I am a digital avatar, and I will walk you through 7 steps Sparky has designed to get you ready for any of the following scenarios: a new baby's arrival, an older adult coming to live with you, or a new child joining the family. These 7 steps assumes you may have more than one dog that has emotional sensitivities, like reactivity. Sparky understands that this creates a more urgent need, a need to support a potentially challenging and changing dynamic in a growing family setting. Let's face it, we are seeking to keep dogs in homes regardless of the changes to your expanding family, and do so while achieving harmony in the home. These 7 steps are used before the new arrival is in your home and will help you to take steps to help your dogs adjust. Let's dig into it, but before we do, did you know the simple task of subscribing helps keep Sparky's original and cutting-edge information free? And when you subscribe, you know you are helping keep dogs in homes, because when dogs have complex problems, you need answers, and they are not readily available when dealing with the more challenging behaviors. Click subscribe now and we'll get started in 3 seconds. Don't worry, I will wait. Step 1. Start by introducing new items like baby swings, cribs, or strollers, or walkers and canes, or perhaps larger child toys. Bring them into a calm environment. Invite dogs to sniff and explore these items at their own pace. Observe and give quiet praise to any of your dogs if you notice them checking out the equipment. Quiet praise is to be noted here. We don't want high-pitched squeals of delight. This exercise is all about making the newness okay and safe, so calm, neutral, and praising interactions are needed. If you're planning to use a stroller or there is a walker to be used, practice walking with it as matter-of-fact as possible. Sparky doesn't recommend treating dogs during this time of gaining familiarity. The intrinsic motivation of your dogs is to feel safe, so fast movement of equipment is not recommended. Feel confident, think serenity, act calmly and respectfully. Step 2, and this is a big one: create safe spaces for your dogs. teach them that areas like behind a baby gate or a mat in the living room or a tent are their go-to relaxation zones. This way, they'll have a place to go when things get overwhelming. And it may be necessary to guide them gently to relax in these spaces. But more on that in a moment. When there is chaos erupting at the beginning, like when your routines are still being formed, physical barriers like baby gates or crates can be your best friend. They're not just about separation, jailing, and isolating the dogs. They're about safety and peace of mind. These tools give your dog a chance to decompress while you focus on baby time or care time. But be careful to prepare your dog in advance of needing these. The dog's emotional state must be considered along with your own needs. For any time we isolate a dog from us, it can easily cause emotional pain that can be equivalent to physical pain. Instead, we want to teach the dogs that a space for them is a place of relaxation. It needs to feel to them like the spa to us, yes? A place behind a baby gate or a crate with no door is a welcome retreat where no one ever bothers them. Make this your reality before your new arrival, and you will be able to use them securely and with the confidence that you are fostering harmony in the family. Step 3. Now, let's talk about kids and dogs, or any other vulnerable human. It's so important to teach a child, a young person, or those who've never lived with dogs, how to interact with them in ways that are safe and respectful. Statistically, young boys under the age of 3 are most likely to get bitten. Sparky advocates that any child under the age of 3 is not left alone with any dog, ever. She recommends that dogs and children under 3 are never allowed together unless there are 2 trained adults focused and available to monitor the dogs. They must be aware of a dog's signals of stress and know how to reset the situation if stress is seen. After the age of 3, studies show children are more able to recognize dogs' stress signals and respond effectively. Use tools like Dog Gone Safe to show them what dog warning signs look like. Things like side eyes, growling, lip licking, and turning away. For older children and adults, make sure they are aware of your dog's preferences and dislikes early, allowing respect and friendship to be fostered. Take time to teach them simple interactions that establishes bonding. And remember step 2? Creating safe spaces? You will need to teach everyone when the dog is in their safe space not to disturb them or tease them in any way. No crawling into the tent to see what it's like. Make sense? You can also set simple rules like hugging is for humans or let the dog eat in peace. By respecting the dog's space, kids play a key role in creating a calmer environment for everyone. Step 4. As your baby starts crawling and walking, it's time to reassess boundaries. For your dogs, make sure resources like toys and affection are abundant and any signs of resource guarding are managed. You can watch episode 7 on multi-dog families to learn more about how to overcome normal challenges found in having distinctive personalities and emotional sensitivities amongst your dog kids. Step 5. Gradually include your dogs in family activities like stroller walks or exercise walks with a cane or walker. The key is when life evolves and things change, learn to adapt to the new dynamics at every stage with calm and safe strategies. By preparing your dogs early, teaching your new additions about respectful interactions, and building safe environments, you're setting everyone up for success. Educating your whole family is the foundation for a harmonious home. Listening to the Dog Parentology podcast teaches you valuable information to share with your loved ones and stay up to date. Step 6. Next, let's build some sensory-based positive associations. Scent is so much more to dogs than our own use of it. Scent is full of information to dogs. The other senses, sight, hearing, touch, and taste, are all valuable tools as well and work wonderfully to help your dog in advance of a new arrival. For a baby, bring home a blanket or item with the baby's scent before they arrive home. For a young child or older adult, bring any item of clothing that has been unwashed, like a t-shirt. Let your dog sniff it and pair this with calm praise and a gentle smile. The goal here is simple: to make the new arrival's presence feel rewarding and safe. Now, beyond scent, if there is visual challenges like lurching, limping, or crawling, they will need to be introduced to your dog. Here, you want to find visual cues the dogs can practice being calm around. The same with noise. A baby's cry can become intolerable to dogs with noise sensitivities. Record and play baby crying during enjoyable existing games with your dogs may be helpful to associate positive experience with the noise of the cries. Step 7. Establishing calm and predictable routines is essential when preparing your dog for new additions to the family, whether it's a baby, a child, or an elder. Dogs who are easily overstimulated or prone to resource guarding benefit greatly from a structured environment that reduces unpredictability and promotes impulse control. Proactively designate mealtime rules before the new family member arrives. For example, keep your dog out of the kitchen during toddler snack times or meal preparation to avoid food-related conflicts and overstimulation. But remain fair. Can food time for the dog be at the same time as the other family members? Prevent your dog from being under high chairs or tables during meals, where dropped food, noise, and movement can heighten stress and lead to reactive behaviors. Set up a comfortable and quiet safe zone where your dog can retreat during high-energy family moments, ensuring they always have a predictable place to decompress. Adhering to these routines and adapting them as needed is key to supporting your dog's sense of security. Observe how your dog responds to the changes and adjust routines to maintain balance and prevent triggers. Teaching toddlers not to share food with dogs is critical, as it reduces confusion and minimizes opportunities for resource guarding. Calm, consistent routines encourage your dog to build impulse control and trust in the evolving household dynamic. By maintaining fairness and providing guidance for all family members, whether canine or human, you create a harmonious environment that supports the well-being of everyone. Remember, your family is a system. Behavior, good or bad, emerges from this system. Change the system. Change the behavior. So, now you have 7 steps to help your family thrive. What are you going to work on first? Let us know. We'd love to hear your stories and questions. Thanks for joining us today. For more tips and insights, check out our resources and subscribe for future episodes. See you next time.
Hey, I hope you found that valuable and that you can go and know that you can go back several times and watch it again and make sure that you're following each of those 7 steps to make sure that this time is a time of joy, not a time of worry. We're going to make sure that your dogs are prepared for this wonderful transition, and it will prepare them for resilience for any other changes that come along. Isn't that great? Okay, so a couple of final points. This is the last of our season. 7 more episodes if you've only watched this one. So you want to go back to episode 1, subscribe, watch all the way through. You can see it right from the start where I'm making all sorts of flubs but there's a lot of really great information. It's funny, I was having a conversation with a colleague who said, you know, you're free. It's not like everybody else is free. You really do the work to get the information out there. And that's the mission. And I have to say, I'm so glad in 2024 that we were able to have so many patrons and subscribers join us on this mission. And my hope is that we get more. I'd love to make this to be a worldwide mission where we're going to get dogs to stay in home by providing information that's available. Starting in season 2, we've got a great lineup, and it's all going to start with a wonderful dialogue I had with a fellow that is just amazing. And we're going to talk about getting that puppy into the family and to start thriving, because it's not in a good state right now. We're also going to talk about what success means, both for you as a dog parent, what it means for us as dog professionals, and what it means to your dog. So all of that's coming up. It's going to be coming up in season 2. We're going to take about a month and a half off for big news, I'm moving. And we're going to be moving across provinces here in Canada. We're going to be moving all the way over to the Maritimes. I'm not sure quite where we're going to land, but I'll be providing updates along the way to help you know how I'm managing our dog, Sunshine, through this time, who is genetically an anxious dog. But we've been able to manage and help her cope through so many different adventures, and this is going to be one more, likely a big one, but we're going to get through it together. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe, like this video, and most important, please tell me your situation and whether you're pregnant or not, whether you're expecting a new member into your family, and how you're going about coping with that. What's your greatest worries? See you later. Bye for now.